Okay. If anybody has time, it's almost started at 6:50. They won't know the difference anyway. Well, it's 49 anyway, Mr. Thorne.
It's 48 plus something.
Let's start already. Okay, I'm starting with the Gemara. I don't know exactly where to start here. The Mishnah said, Mishamesa muta lefono, potami krishma. It's also Isaac b'mitzah. More or less, Isaac b'mitzah, potami mitzah. He's busy with the mess. Interesting. The Mishnah said, muta lefono. They understood that this p'tur is only when the mess is there. In other words, if you're not in front of the mess, just the question why that should be, because l'chura, whether you're in front of the mess or not, but that's how some Rav Papa understood. Some say he understood it. It's not so much oisik b'mitzvah as an inyan of kvayda shal mess. It's like, it looks like you're not oisik with the mess if you go do some. That'll only be when it's in front of the mess. Something like that. It's not an easy idea what this havamina was, but that's something worth thought. Mutalafon of ain, v'shena mutalafon of lo. Meaning this whole business apart the mikrishma and the mitzvahs is when the mess is there. Rimini, misha mesoy mutalafon of. Oicha b'bayisacher. Interesting. Rashi says to eat in front of a mess is also a problem of lo yigla rosh. You don't eat in front of a mess. So go to another room. V'main lo b'bayisacher. He's got a one room house. Oicha b'beis chaver. Go to the neighbor. V'main lo beis chaver, he doesn't have access. Oyse mechitza v'oichel, let him put up a mechitza between him and the mess. V'main lo dovelasas mechitza, so when we're stuck, mazipon of oichel, at least turn around, so you're not facing the mess when you eat. V'ain a mesiv v'oichel, don't eat, you know, they used to eat leaning, whatever you call it. Don't eat in that way, it's a chshivu, a kosher way, don't eat your regular way. V'ain a oichel bos, v'ain a shos v'yayin, oinon is also a bos v'yayin. Veinu mevorech, he doesn't make a moitzi. Veinu mezamen, he doesn't bench. Vein mevorchim olov, no one should be moitzi. It means you would think he doesn't make a moitzi, but let someone be moitzi him. No, you don't. He doesn't make brochus. Vein mezamnim olov, yeah. Let's say there's two other people who make a zimun. He doesn't count in the zimun. Upotem ikrishmu tefillin. Umikom esamuz b'tayre. UbeShabbos, Shabbos kipshuta. You're not anoinim because you can't be Isaac with the mess. So Shabbos, it all falls off. Mesev v'oichel. Bosa, v'shoiz, eat your normal way, eat bosa v'yayin. U'mevorich, he makes a moitzim, mezamen, he benches, mevorich and all, others could be moitzim, mezamenim all of it. He's mitzuruf to the zimun. V'chayi b'chol ha-mitzvah, samur is b'toyr. Okay. Now, we just have to finish the b'raith. It's not really concerning. The Gemara brings the whole b'raith as often it does. Reb Shimon Gamliel, oimer, miktoich sh'nischayiv b'eilu, nischayiv b'kula. Okay, it's seemingly a not clear statement what he's saying. It was the Tanakhama said, he's chayiv b'chol mitzvos amuris. Reb Shimon is adding, since he's chayiv in all of these, in these, he's chayiv in everything. What does he mean to be adding here? So, again, it has nothing to do with us, but the Gemara is just going to clear that up before we get to our problem. V'om Reb Yechon, what is Reb Shimon Gamliel adding? My b'nei atash b'shamito. Meaning the Tanakhama holds kipshuto that Tashmish is also, it's a dovish mitzina, that will remain also, even on Shabbos. And Reb Shimon Gamliel saying, no, just like Yechayiv in all mitzvahs, so he's chayiv a mitzvah soina on Shabbos. Good. Tashmish Gamliel. Now, good. Now back to our problem. Ketonimis, it says though, in this brisa, let's go back to the brisa. What does it say in the brisa? He shouldn't eat, right? Where should he go? He should go to his friend's house. If he doesn't have a friend's house, whatever. But he should go to his friend's house. And then it continues. So he's eating in the neighbor's house. Prime. That's the best day. It's eating in your neighbor's house. And then it says, Potter, Mikrishma, Til Tfilin, Chumis of the Torah. So he's in his friend's house, and he's still Potter, Minamitsis. So it's not to do with Meso Mutal, Fonov. That's with the fact that he's an Oinon. He has to take care of the Kvur. Not that it's right in front of him. And you, the Gemara was Medayik in the Mishnah, Misha Meso Mutal, Fonov. Ketoni mias potem mikrishma umenatvila umenatvilm umikol mitzvah samuris batayra. Even though you're in your neighbor's house, Omer Rav Papa enochanami tirgum amalze ponavoich. Rav Papa remains the p'tur is only when the mess is beforenov. Again, either it's some sort of ged of kodeshal mess, or the Chazanish says maybe this type of tirda that he's again. We're not talking. When he's practically burying the mess, we're saying you potter that all day because you're torud, similar to a chosin, Rashi says. You're torud with what you're going to do with the mess, you potter the whole time. That heavy tear that disturbs you, it's only when the mess is directly in front of you, something like that. Says Rav Papa, that's the truth. This brisa that said potter mikol ha-mitzvah is only going on the second case of the braisa. As the braisa said, don't eat in front of the mess. Go to your neighbor. If you don't have a neighbor, eat in the next room. I'm sorry, if you eat in the next room. If you don't have the next room, go to the neighbor. If you don't have that, you can eat in the room with your back turned. Then you potter mikol ha-mitzvah. Say no chanami, the first case where you're going to the next room or to your neighbor's house, you taka not potter min ha-mitzvah. This end of the braisa is only going back on the case of marzapon of oich. Leno chanami. Rav Ashi says, no, we don't hold that. We zichanisht. Avadi yepotter, no matter where you are. I, the Mishnah's loshon was meso mutol lefonov. That's a loshon. It means it's mutol on you to take care of the mess. Anytime it's on your responsibility to take care of it, it's like it's right in front of you. That's what we mean to say. Rav Ashi Omar, kevon shemutol olov lekoivroi, since it's incumbent upon him to be mekabel the mess, is kemutol lefonov domi. It's like it's in front of him. That's why the Mishnah uses the loshon, the mess is in front of him. The truth is, that's how the expression goes. When we describe an oinon today, it's called mishameisa mutalafona. Even though the mess in the funeral home and you're in your house, that's how we call an oinon. It's an expression. It means it's mutal on you to do the job, so it's like it's mutal in front of you. And the Gemara proven from psukim that we use that expression. Shenemar, vayokum Avraham me'apnei meisa. So Avraham got up from in front of Sarah. So he's now not in front of Sarah anymore. And look what it says, v'nemar, when he's talking later, v'ekbureo meisi milifonai, from in front of me. But he wasn't in front of the mess anymore. He got up. He was now talking with them. You see, that kol zman, it's mutal olav to take care of the kfura, we call it the mess is in front of him. And that's what the Mishnah meant. Kol zman she mutal olav l'koivroi, ki mutal lefonov dom. Okay. Good. Which is our halacha, ain't it's potter min ha-mitzvahs, except on Shabbos. Okay, now.
That's because of the
tirda. That's a rational. Yeah, the tirda of being busy with the burial. Yeah, the fact that you have to be concerned about the burial.
So
that's going to shnei kavanah. It's more than shnei. It makes you nice with mitzvah because you're parted from all mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that don't need kavanah. It's an interesting thing. It's not easy to get your hands on it, but that's how they put it. When you're torud in the Machsheves HaMitzvah, you're like called an Oisek B'Mitzvah. Even though you're not right now burying the mess, but because it's on your head and you're busy dealing with it, or at least figuring out what to do, that's called an Oisek B'Mitzvah. Now, what is the who's part there? Misha Meisei Mutal Lefonov. Right? Sounds like, that's a car. Meisei Mutal Lefonov means a car. If one of the Zayin Kroim will have to sit Shiva. No, 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 thing. Mashma, somebody else not. But the truth of the matter is, that's also not true. Because since the p'tur is Oisek b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, let's say somebody's in charge of the mess, what they call today a shoima, let's say. The guy who's sitting there with the mess, that's a potem in a mitzvah, same business. It doesn't do with the fact that it's my karuv. It has to do with the fact that I happen to be mechuyev in the kfura, so there'll be somebody else will also be that way. And what stops on that? The mashmos in the mission is only because you're a karuv. Meisoy ein avol misham roiloi. It's mashmos the shoyim not only because you're a karuv. So that's not true. V'otanya hamishamir es ames afal pisha einoy meiso. Meaning it's not his karuv, but he's the mishamir es ames. Same thing. So how come the Mishnah puts it at Meisoy? Says the Gemara, no. Mishamroi, afopisheno meso. Meso, afopisheno mishamroi. I mean, either one is potter. The Bryce is telling me that a shomer of the mess is potter, even though he's not related. The Mishnah is telling me that the Karav is potter, even though he's not Mishamer. He's not actively involved with the mess. They're telling you two Chedushim. They're not exclusive, meaning Meso not Mishamro. Meso, even if he's not Mishamro. Mishamro, even if he's not Meso. Either one will be potter. Well, now comes the Gemara with Noch HaKash. It's not so clear what the Kash is. I have to be careful. Meso Mishamro Ein. So good. Meso, meaning a karev, because he's considered mutalolov all the time. Mishamro, because he's taka busy with the mess. But mehalech beveis hakvor is low. But somebody who's stam passing through the beis hakvor is, he's passing by the mess. Not that makes a lot of sense. Havadi, what's not the stam with them? A guy's visiting in the beis hakvor is about his chayim mitzvahs. What's that? Tshuva Tanya. Lo yahalei chodem beveis hakvoris utfilin bereishai. Person shouldn't go on a beis hakvoris with his tefillin on. The sefer Torah bezroya with a chumish. The kohen is laying. Tais points out even if you're laying balped, that's not what it means. It means you shouldn't wear tefillin in the beis hakvoris. You shouldn't daven in the beis hakvoris. You shouldn't learn in the beis hakvoris. It is over kohen. Meaning what? Forget about anybody. Forget about mitzvah. It's time. You're going to Beis HaKvaros in front of a mess. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs. You can't wear your tefillin. So I can't say you're the tzitzis to put in your tzitzis, whatever it is. Because it looks like we're making fun of the mess. Ich bin mechuyev mitzvahs, and you're not. You're finished. You're off the case. Correct. So the Gemara is kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? It's a very funny kasha. It seems from the Mishnah and the Braisa that who's potter min ha-mitzvahs? If it's a korov, or if you're the shomer and the mess. But if you're stam visiting, you're chayiv in the mitzvahs. I don't state your potter. Now what I just said is ridiculous, because you're not potter. I'm not potter min ha-mitzvah. I visit the Beis HaKvaros. Of course I have to lane Krishna. I can't do it there. I got to get out and lane. What was the most kashi? Of course it's no meisoy and mishamo potter min ha-mitzvahs. The guy who's watching the mess doesn't have to go out and daven. He's not allowed to do that. He's potter min ha-mitzvah at this point. The oin is potter min ha-mitzvah. Loig l'rosh, not potter min ha-mitzvah. He can't do it. He's not allowed to do it in front. Of course, a guy will come. What will be the din? A guy is visiting a Beis HaKvaros, right? So he's saying, say Krishna. He looks on his watch and says, man, Krishna, what's his din? He's potter min crazy. He has to get out of the Beis HaKvaros immediately and say, Krishna, what's he talk about? What's my kashi? It's not at all clear to kasha. The way they come out, the simplest way is, the kasha here is from the diuk in the shop. So let's go back to this brayse. So what did it say? A whole list of things what to do, eat somewhere else, put them in amitzis. But on Shabbos, what's the din? Everything is normal. Or if you're not a korov, everything is normal. Meaning you do your mitzvahs, you have to do your mitzvahs, even though you're in the same room as the mess we said here. That's the Gemara's kasha. How could you tell me that on Shabbos everything goes back to normal and you do the mitzvahs? That you can't do. You're in front of the mess. Not your party. Of course you're party here, you're not party here. But the diuk in the braisa says that on Shabbos, what happens on Shabbos over here? Everything is normal. Meaning you could be eating in the same room. And then when he's supposed to do it, says you say Krishna. How can you say Krishna in the same room? Svart lo egla rosh. That's the Gemara's kasha. To which the Gemara answers, Hosam toich arba amis hu de osa. Chutz la arba amis chayiv. The inyan of lo egla rosh is only toich dal ramos of shal ames. Dom amar mes toifis dal ramos le Krishna. Nagei Krishna, meaning these in yonim, to say in front of the mess something is only dalaramis. Ochachutz le dalaramis nami pota. Mashenki, this braisa, which says that if you're an oin on your potter, and if it's Shabbos, everything goes back to normal, that's talking outside of dalaramis. Because inside of dalaramis, even on Shabbos, it doesn't go back to normal. Of course, you're chai, but it doesn't go back to normal. You got to get out of there because of loy glorosh. I got to bring a raya from here. There's a psagan tzadiyum. We'll have it later where the Shimon ben Eloza shita that the whole room is considered daladamas. Something a lot of our world is making in the morning. You don't necessarily wash daladamas. We say the whole room is daladamas. That's very bizarre. Shimon doesn't like it. Everyone will say we don't really hold that way. But many people rely on that. They say here is muchach not that way. Because it says here that toich daladamas of the mess is loig l'rosh. Chutz l'dalaramis is not l'gosh, even though we're talking in the same room. So you see that the same room is not considered dalaramis necessarily. Chazanish makes the point, and Achlas Tov, Arachim make the point here. What? Good, the Shesus can be different. Good. Gufo. Hamishamer Samez, Afal Pi She'ena Meisod, as we just said, once you're Meshav, it has nothing to do with it being a Korah. The Yosef and Mitzvah, because you're Meshamer the mess. Potem Mikrishmo, Now again, we had this before by Kuch over there. When we say you're potter, because there's no one to take over for you, if there are two people, so one watches, and one, what do you call it? And one, it says Krishna, now you switch over. Just had it recently by the Kuch over there. Now this business of being Meshamer is because we're Choshish for Achborim. We don't want the Achborim to get to the mess. If it was on a boat, leave the mess there, they can both go away and daven in the other corner. My Benayu? What's right? On a boat. So Ben Azai holds that on a Svina there's no Chash Achborim. Strange thing, you could have rats on a boat, but okay, that's what he says. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, Nuzach. Hamoylech Atzomis, he's transporting Atzomis of a mess. Mimokim Lomokim. Harezeh Lo Yitnein Bediski. Now the normal way when you carried something, when they rode on a donkey or something, they put it in some sort of a sack, the diskia, throw it over the side of the chamor, and then they basically would be sitting on it. So that you shouldn't do, else bezoyim. Lo yitnem bediskia v'yitnem al gabi chov v'yir kav aleihem, v'meshenoi v'hem minig bezoyim. Says Tosis, but if you put it off to the side, you won't sit directly on it, that's okay. That's a different story. Then it's mut even to sit on them, because the bezoyin is then less than getting it lost to the goyim or the listim. Just like we're saying in Atzomis, we say in a Sefer Torah. Hey, which are you referring to? The Brisa told us two things. You can't put it the normal way and sit on it, but if it's a Brisa for Sakona, you can. So too is Sefer Torah. Are we going on the Reisha? That's Porsche. If you're telling me it's a Bezoyim for Atzim Sameis, it's certainly a Bezoyim for a Sefer Torah. You don't have to tell me that. Migora Sefer Torah, Metzov, Ela Sefer. The Chiddush is on the Sefer, the cooler, that B'mokim Goyim V'listim, you can sit on it. Or, what Tosis explains, if you're not sitting directly on it, it's Tam Azei Mut, if it's next to you on the donkey, that's also Mut on a Sefer Torah. That's already a Chiddush. Because I might think that Sefer Torah is higher. That's a Gansa Sugi in Minocha. You're allowed to sit on the same level as a Sefer Torah. Or maybe even B'mokim Goyim, he still shouldn't sit on the Sefer Torah. Better it should be left alone and not be sat on B'yodayim. And a Chiddush is no. You can have those coolest. Omrachov, Omrabiu, the Kolareya mess, Venamlaveyu. He's a mess, he's not Malavid a mess. Oivimishim Loig, Larosh, Herbalseyu, Vimilveyu, Maschoro, Omravasi, Olava Kosovoim, Malva Hashem, Chenendal. Chenendal, you do chesed for a dal. Who's the biggest dal? It's the mess, or the Gonish. So if you do chesed for a dal, it's like you Malva Hashem. I mean, it's like you're lending Hashem, he will pay you back. Umechabdoi, Chenen Evian. Someone who's Chenen and Evian is Mechabed Hashem. Okay, again, we're getting into a world which we don't understand exactly. That's the problem of whether the Mason know what's going on in this world. Rebchi, Reb Yonason, Avu Shakli v'Azli Beis HaKforis. They were walking in a Beis HaKforis. Ava Keshad Yitchel to the Reb Yonason. Reb Yonason's trails, tzitzis, were dragging on the ground. Oma le Rebchiya, Dalia, pick up your tzitzis. Kidei shelo yoymru lemochor bo'en etzleinu. The Mason will say tomorrow they're coming to join us. They're laughing at us. He's showing off his tzitzis. Omalei, Rabbi Yonason said, Umi yad kula hai. The Mason know what's going on, that they'll see this, they'll say that. The hook, Siv, Rabbi Posuk in Kehelis. The Posuk says, Ki hachayim yoydim sheyomusu. He understood that pasuk kipshuto. Hamesim oidim yoidim umo. A mess doesn't know anything. Okay. Omalei. So Reb Chiya said to him, "Im koriso, if you learned lo shanisa, you didn't chazer. Im shanisa, if you chazered once, lo shilashdi, you didn't chazer again enough times. Im shilashdo lo pirshaloch, they didn't tell you the pshat in that pasuk. That pasuk not talking about that. That pasuk means something else in Gans. That pasuk means like this." Ki hachayim yoidim sheyomusu means, let's just stay in advance because everyone gets involved. The posuk says like this: Ki hachayim yoidim sheyomusu v'hameisim einim yoidim mu'umo. The posuk means chayim is referring to tzaddikim. They are yoidim sheyomusu, meaning sa'elu dikazach. They keep in mind always the yom hamiso, and therefore they are moshech yodeim and aveira. The rishoyim hameisim is rishoyim. Tzadikim akruim chayim even when they're dead. Rishoyim akruim mesim even when they're alive. Hamesim enim yoidim mu'umo. Meaning the Rosh doesn't keep in mind he knows nothing. I'm going to die tomorrow. Not me, you. Rechav Tzchaim, right? Tzchaim writes in many places that most people, that's a euphemism, most people, but anyway, they look at the world, and there are two kitas, there's two groups of people in this world, the kata starbers, there's the group that die, and the group that don't. I'm not in that group, right? I don't know about you, but I'm not in that group that's going to die. That's how most people look at life. Them is a zoya like that. But anyway, that's a shoyim, hamesim, enim yoy demumas. That's about dead people, alive people. It's saying that a tzaddik keeps in mind yem hamisa, and a rosha lives his life, not realizing what's really ahead. It's nothing to do with us. He misled the posuk. Kechayim yoyim shoyim musa, ilu tzaddikim, shebe misosim nikru chayim. Now, how do we know that a tzaddik is nikru chayim when he's dead? Shenemar, ubnoyo ben yahayodah. Okay, this is a posuk in Shul, the Gemara takes it completely out from the pshat. We had an Afdal. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. Ben Ish Chai Rav Pe'olim Mikavtzel. He came from Kavtzel. That's the Poshet the Pshat. Who he got Shnei Ariel Moyov. Again, Poshet means he hit the two generals of Moyov. Who Yorad Vehiko Ari killed an Ari B'toich Abor B'Yoy Mashelik. Darshan and Chazal completely out. Ben Ish Chai. First of all, what's mean Ben Ish Chai? What do you mean Ben Ish Chai? Other people are children of dead people. That's what we mean. So there we see the idea that a tzaddik is called chai b'afil miso. Rav pe'olim mikav tzeel. What does it mean? Sheribo v'kibetz. Again, kav tzeel is the name of a place, kipshuta. They're taking out completely from the pshuto here. Ribo v'kibetz pe'ol. I mean, he had many, he gathered together many, many talmidim. V'uhiko eshnei ariel moyov. What is Shnei Ariel? Ariel, if you meant from Torah, Ariel refers to the Beis Hamikdash. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hoy Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas Chana David. Ariel, the Beis Hamikdash remembers this way and this way. It looks like a lion crouching. It's a word for the Beis Hamikdash. Shnei Ariel means the two Beis Hamikdash, Subot Hamikdash. What does it mean? He could mean he was a great tzaddik. There was nobody like him in both Beis Hamikdashes. That's what it's supposed to mean. Who he got Shnei Ariel Moyov Shlohiniach Komoisoy? He had no one to compare to him. Loi b'migdash Rishon, v'loi b'migdash Sheni. And Moyov refers to the Migdash, Rashi tries to say, because it was built by Dovido and Shloimoy, who came from Rusam Oavio. Interesting when he was dealing with this pasuk, but anyway. V'hu Yorat v'hiko so Ari b'toich habor b'yem Hashelik. Igadamre the Tovak Ziza the Bardo chopped up chunks of ice, Venochas Vitoval. He could have boy went into a frozen thing, he made a tefillah shelek. Very interesting. Rashi says here lasso betoira. It's a very difficult thing because we're gonna learn soon that's gonna takon us Ezra. That whole business tefillah is Ezra, the Benoyobi Yodas many, many years before Ezra. It's a difficult Rashi. The Igadamre, you know what it means? It's allegoric. Yorav Hikasa Ari means to Amri Tona Sifra the Rebbe. He learned Vayikra, he learned Torah as Koyanim. That's Ari. Rashi explains because Ari means it's the hardest Sefer to learn, Vayikra. B'toy Chabor, it's in the middle because Vayikra is the middle Sefer in Chumash. B'yayma Desisu. B'yayma Shelik, meaning in the winter. He was learning Kodshim in the winter. He went to Brisk for that winter's month. What's coming to? Good. Now, what is the pasuk? Which Rabbi Yoidinson thought meant that Mason don't know what's flying on this world. It's not talking about Mason. They're not cognizant of what's abundant. They live their life as if they're going to live forever. That's the Zayas Loshen. Ozel Gavro Bahai Almo Vesover Didihu. Lidori Dora. Person works in this world and he thinks this is mine forever. I'm not leaving. Oh, Shenema, where do you see that a Rosh is called a mess? Bechayev? Vat, a cholo Rosh in the Sea Israel. Cheskel's talking to Tzidki HaMelech. He was talking to him. And he says, Vat, a cholo Rosh. He calls him cholo, a mess. You see that a Rosh, Bechayev called him a mess. Again, difficult because the Gemara in Erchen says, what? Rabbi Yonis wants to bring around. He thought it meant Amesim and Yeremun don't mean anything. That's how the pasuk means. Amesim and Yeremun means Rishoyim when they're alive, don't know what's flying. They don't think. That's a pasuk nothing to do with dead people. It's time you're completely off. What do you mean? Rabbi Yonis thought the pasuk meant Amesim and Yeremun. What? Yeah, I made some enemy of the moon. The dead people don't know anything. So that's not what it means. That this is a shtickle problem. And Mashiach points out the Gemara in Erchin says that Tzikio was not a Rosh. Tzikio was a tzaddik, but Doirai was a Dorsho Rishoyim. He didn't want to seem to be saying Tzikio was a Rosh. He says, but Lamaisa, he calls him a Rosh because of that one Aveira. He backed down on the bris he made with who was it? Sancheirev over there. He took a shvu and he backed down. It caused a lot of trouble. So for doing that, he's deferring him as a Rosh. Very interesting. The dead person should be killed, but he's not dead yet. We're talking about somebody who did an Aveira. And you kill him. He calls him a mess because he's a Rosh. Okay. Here we come to a very famous story. It's very difficult to understand this. I mean, they're all busy. What is really going on here? B'nei Reb Chi and Ofik L'Karyus. Reb Chi has two sons. Yehud and Chizkiah, two sons. We had it in Nida somewhere. Anyway, they went out L'Karyus. They went out L'Sasek B'Avoydus Achuzosim. That's the choice they had real estate. They went to check the real estate. It's a very similar story in Shabbos. What happened? Ayakalu Talmudayu. They forgot their learning. They got a bit involved in their business, and they forgot their learning. Ayakalu Talmudayu. Havukometzari Latkure. They were painting themselves to remind themselves to remember. Omer once said to his friend, Yoda Abun Behait Tzairu. His father is not alive anymore. Priya. He knows about Tzair. I mean, he feels he has that Tzair too. His sons have forgot their learning. Omer Leidoch Meno Yoda. He doesn't know. The mess doesn't know what's going on. The mess doesn't know. He's gone. His children, he doesn't know. He feels pain. The mess feels some sort of pain. The worms in the kever, it feels to the mess, kemachat b'psara chai. So he does feel there's something going on there by a mess. Not like he's gone. Amrei, b'tsayre de du yadei, b'tsayre de achrina lo yadei. That's what's coming out now. When we say the mess has some sort of feeling, he feels the rimo, he doesn't know what's going on here. He couldn't know have tsar for us. He's in his world, he has nothing to do with us. Says, well, no, I'll show you that the Mason know what is going on in this world. V'otanya. Maisa v'chosed echot. Which Mashiach says, usually chosed echot means Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi, who was a famous poor man. Shenos an dina la'oni be'erev Rosh Hashanah. He gave away a dinner to an oni Rosh Hashanah. He said it could have been his last dinner. His wife got upset. That's probably what happened here. Bishnei Batsiris. It was a rough year. And Erev Rosh Hashanah gave away, could be his last dollar to an oni. V'knitoso ishto. So there was some sort of, she wasn't happy with it. V'holach v'lon beveis ha'kvoris. He went to the Beis HaKvoris. It is a pelever. What in the world is he doing in the Beis HaKvoris on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Why did he go there? Out of my curriculum, but most of them say it's b'chaloyim. It didn't really happen. Okay, I don't know. It has to be investigated seriously. V'shoma shtei ruchas. He heard two ruchas of two young girls who had died. Shemesaper zulazui. Over here is the following conversation between two young girls who are dead in that Beis HaKvoris. Omru chora l'chavrato. One says to the other, Chavrosi, my friend, bo'i v'noshut bo'i. Let's go into the world. V'nishma me'achuri ha'parget. We'll listen what's going on behind the parget that divines the Shechina from the other parts over there. Ma puronas bo'loim. Stach Rosh Hashanah. Chayna point out that this Gemara is going according to the man, the Oma, that everything is nidden be Rosh Hashanah. Tvu and all that we go, Tvu is Pesach and Peiris is Shavuos. This Gemara seems to be going that everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. Omer l'chaverto eini yichoil, I can't go. Shani kvuro b'machzela shel koni. I'm buried. She also was very poor. She didn't have proper tachrichin, pishton. She was wrapped in a mat of koni. It's a possibility that I can't walk around wrapped in a mat of koni. Again, a very difficult thing. Because the goof is not going anywhere. The goof is in the kever. The ruach is, if anything, is moving. The ruach is not dressed. Very difficult idea. So that slach has all shtickel tayri. Whatever it means, they understand that somehow, whatever it is, the neshama is somehow bedugmas the goof. It's somehow comparable to the goof. The goof is wrapped in a not proper covering, then it will show in the neshama too. Ella, l'chi, ad you go, Umasha'ad shemas imrili. Go and get the news and come back and tell me. Apparently they didn't have an email with them, so she had to go be shot in the whole world to pick up the news. You'll come back, you'll tell me what's flying. Ubosh came back for Omer lochavrato. Chavrosi, my good friend. Now this one said, Mashomat, what'd you hear, Makura Pargit? Omer lo shomati. Shekol azera berevi rishoina borod malko. He said, there were three reigns. One came, Rashi says, Yudzayin Chesh, one came Chav Gimel, then the other one was Kislev. So there's a borod coming at right at the beginning of the Revi'a Shniya, which means people who plant early as they usually plant, by then it will have hardened. And like we had in Chumash, borod will break it. But people who plant late will be better off this year because it'll be soft. But Pishtalonu Kosa there, that won't break, it'll bend. Now he had that weather report. He went and planted late. Because he had this scoop on what's going on with the weather. Everybody got wiped out that year. L'shona acheres, he goes back to find out again what's going on. Holach v'lon b'veis akvaris. V'shom oisus shtei rule, the same two girls, shemesabra zumzu. V'ayta omra chodol l'chavrta, bo'i v'noshut bo'oilam, v'nishma achoy apargit, ma'poronis bo'oilam. Omra l'chavrosi, the same story, I can't go. This is the other way around. A shidofen is coming. Some sort of a. How they tie shidofen? Some sort of. What? Yeah, on that will knock out the crops. But fakir, that affects recently planted crops. Planted that already dug in, it won't affect. It's that opposite of the previous year. Anyway, this year, anybody plants late is going to get in trouble because the Shadovan's going to knock it out. Shadovan Malkoi, Mele, he got that scoop, so planted early this year. The rest of the world probably planted late because last year they saw you should plant late, so they planted late. Everybody got wiped out again. Now, the wife of this Chosid Echot says to him, she caught on, something's going on. 2 years in a row, everybody got wiped out and you did well. Last year, everybody got knocked out by the board. You did not. Achshav shall call olam kulo nishtaf. Everybody got taken out by this plague. V'shaloch shall call loy nishtaf. Sochlo kol advarim al olam. So he told her now, his wife, this whole story, what happened in the previous 2 years with getting the weather report in the Beis HaKvaros. Omru. Lohoyu yomu water, not much time passed. Achinoflo k'tot. It seems his wife was getting into fights with a lot of people. First got a fight with him. Now she gets into an argument. Bein ishto shal oisa chosid, u bein imo shal oisa rivo. She got into an argument with the mother of that girl who was buried there in the Marcella Shalkonim. Omra lo, she wanted to say, she'll dig. Omra lo, l'chiv, I'll show you. Bito shikfura be Marcella Shalkonim. Okay, so word got out, obviously. Of course, now the mother knew the whole story that something's going on there. People getting info from over there. L'shona Acheres, he goes the next year back to Chosid Echot. V'holah v'lom b'veis HaKvaris. V'ayte v'shom osen rucha shemesapri zu im zu. Omer lo v'ayte, chavrosi, my friend, bo'i v'noshu b'eil, v'nishu al chriya parge, ma'poronis bo'lo oilom. Omer lo, now she answers different. She says, forget about it. Our private conversations have been exposed. Because she apparently, that's the question, how did she know that? Leave me alone. Our private discussions, people know what's going on, they're hearing it. Now, what's this whole story is being brought here? We want to know, do Mason know what's going on in this world? So apparently they do know. How did she know that Chosid Echot's wife told her mother, Marcella Shalkona, meaning that this whole thing got out. How did you know that? Al Moyade, Zagma Nishta Kiraya, Dilma Inish Achrina Shochi Ve'ozl Ve'omaluhu. So, Raya, it could be someone died. Now, they knew what's going on in this world, came to that world and told them, but it doesn't necessarily mean that people in that world know what's going on in this world. Toshma. The Ze'iri have a mafkid zuze gabi ushpezichse. He had money. Shpezichse means How did I touch it? An innkeeper, a landlady, where he roomed, where his dorm room was. Okay, put money by her. I went to learn. Shiva, she died. Now, he wants his money back. He doesn't know where she put the money. Is Ozl Basrul Chsamovis, based on Quaris. Omalo. He apparently knew how to talk to her. Zuzi Heche, where's the money? Where'd you put the money? Omrale. Zil Shaklinu, go and take them. Metuse from under Tsunura the Dosha. Viduch Plan, and so Tsunura the Dosha is the hole in the doorstep where the hinge. You used to have the door swinging on a hinge like this. I was like, no. The hinge was a pole like this, the door swung on that. That thing went into a hole in the doorstep. That's the Tsunura the Dosha. The Dosha is this, the Tsunura is in there. She hid the money under there. Does that stream with their English translation? The pivot of the door, correct. Yeah, okay. Ve'emo lo le'imo, meantime, tell my mother, this Gemara is really difficult to understand. Ve'emo lo le'imo, go and tell my mother, this is his landlady who's dead now, telling him, go get the money, tell my mother, tishadali masrakoi, please send me my comb, v'gufsoi de kuchlo, and my makeup kit, Bahade Palnisa with Mrs. So and so, the Aslam Ochus, who's coming tomorrow. This lady's dying tomorrow, so please send that stuff with her. Okay, what's going on? I plead total ignorance. But Rashi says here, what does she want her makeup for? Rashi says, Bishvil Shemesa Yaldo, she died young, this landlady, Omra Kein Lagmas Nefesh. This is an expression I'm going to say, I mean, send me my makeup, meaning it was useless, I died so young. Okay, I don't know. They have anything of a great. To enlighten us on these facts. Okay, you're talking here really things that are past us. Okay, anyway, whatever it is, Al-Miyadeh, how did she know that this lady's going to die tomorrow? Apparently they do know what's going on over here. Zogmane Vaitan Ikiraya, Dilma Doimo. Doimo is the Malach. Doimo is the Bamalach, Amamun on the Mesim. So maybe Doima called him a machuzel, yeah. And apparently Doima, on the day before someone died, went into he gave the news, it's tomorrow, we're getting a new group in here. Ploni, ploni, v'almoni. Doesn't mean they know it's flying. This Doima, just before a person dies, whether that day, the day before, is machuzel, you have a ploni, but it doesn't mean they know anything else that's going on in this world. So we still don't have a right. Toshma, Dabu, the Shmuel. There was Yisoyim's money. He was holding it as a pikon. He had the money, Shmuel's father. Okay, when he died, Shmuel wasn't there. Now, they want to recover the money to return it to the Yisoyim. We don't know where it is exactly. They started calling Shmuel, you're the son of the guy who stole the money of the Yisoyim. Meaning, there's Yisoyim money, it's not here. You're the son of that guy. He said, you gotta go find the money. Went to the base of course. He comes into that area, beating Abba, looking for Abba. Omle, Abba too, because there's a lot of Abbas here. Whatever name you come up with, there's a lot of them over there. Omle, bin Abba Barabba. Apparently his name was Abba Barabba. Omle, Abba Barabba, Nami Tuba Ikoch. Omle, bin Abba Barabba, Abu de Shmuel. I'm looking for Abba Barabba, Shmuel's father. Come on. Hey, where is he? Omle, Soliklim Sifta the Rikis, already in the yeshiva. Adahochi, meantime, Chazila Levi, he sees Levi, he's dead already. Yosef Abbas Abroi, he's sitting outside the circle of a mason. That's what it appeared to him. He had a circle of mason, Levi was on the outside. It looked strange to him. Omle, am I Yasfist Abaroi? Why are you sitting outside the group? My time, Loy Salkis, why don't you go in? Omle, the Amrli, they told me there's a story. And the Gemara Ksubas towards the end, when Rabbi Afos became the Roshiva, Elevi, whatever it is, didn't want to makabel Zmoris so fast, he didn't go into Yeshiva for a number of years. His punishment for that is that for that number of years, they're not letting him into the Masifta de Rekia either. Kol ki hanach shoni, that number of years, they'll slikas lam sifta de Rebbe, Afos, when he became the Roshiva, bachlish ledaiti, you caused him a chlisha sadas? Loi ma'aylin loch lam sifta de Rekia. Okay. Adahochi v'hochi os abua, comes Shmuel's father, Chazia. Shmuel sees his father, they have a kabochi. He was crying and laughing. Omalei, my time of Kabbalah, why are you crying? Omalei, de la eagle causes. I'm crying because Shmuel, my son, soon in the near future, you're coming to join us. So my time achichas, why are you laughing? You know why I'm laughing? The chshiv is by Alma Tuva. You're coming here, some say, but I'm happy because I see how much they machshiv you in the Yerlam Oemis. Says Shmuel, interesting. Omalei, ich eshiv, if I'm so choshiv in this world, can I use my protectia and let's get Levi into the Masifta Derikia? Na'ilu ala Levi. Put in Levi. If my word carries such a wallop up here, please put in Levi and sift to their kia. Va'ilu ala Levi to put him in. Where's the Zuzah Yasmeh? Omalei zil shaklinu. Ba'amsu derechayin, the base of the grindstone, I hit it. And there's three sets of money there. Eloi v'tatoi didan. The top row, the bottom row is our money. The middle row of money is the Yisrael's money. Umitsoi, the middle one, the Yasmeh. Omalei, my time happens. What you do that way? Top, all money on top. You made a sandwich. All money on top, all money on the bottom. And the Yisrael's money in the middle. Why did you do that? A practical person. I was Ivgan of them came. They'll probably take the top money. So let ours be stolen. I don't want the assignments to go. If the earth will eat into the silver, I guess it was over here. Ochla me didn't let ours go to waste. He was protecting the assignments money. Fine. Alma diyade, you see, they know what's going on here. Where do you see they know what's going on here? So Tosis learns simple Rashi, not so clear. Tosis says, because what did Shmuel's father say? Why is he crying? Because in the near future you're joining us. Now, you said before maybe Doima tones like that. Doima comes the day before a person dies. Tosis says, could be Doima doesn't even know who's going to die in the future. That day he gets his list. And he comes up and he's machas. He didn't say he's coming tomorrow. He meant that the next in the near future you're coming. So apparently he knows what's going on in this world. Dilmashaini Shmuel came in the Choshev Kadmei Umachazei. Shmuel's arrival in the LMMS was announced before. Because they would announce Panu Mokim. Okay. It's 7:30.